Yes, the day has arrived, Melbourne. The countdown is on, 11:59 tonight. You can run through the streets. You can do what you want. We are out of lockdown. And to celebrate, we have a very special guest. He's the prime minister, Australia's leader. He's here on the show. Let's all say hello to ScoMo, the PM ScoMo. It's time for ScoMo. It's time for ScoMo. Prime Minister Scott Morrison, welcome back to the show.
Well, good morning. You did it, Melbourne. You did it, Victoria. 70.51% is the vaccination rate in Victoria today. And that is an awesome achievement. Thank you to everyone down there in Victoria. You guys have had the hardest road of anyone going through COVID.
In the world.
You've done it so tough. And so enjoy tonight. I was particularly pleased to see those scenes of people coming home to Victoria. That was, you know, that was Love Actually sort of stuff. I thought it was tremendous to see, and looking forward to seeing more of that in the days ahead.
It's so good that Melbourne is open, and from 11:59 tonight we can go out and about and see family, go to pubs, restaurant.
Yep.
Things are starting to open up.
Yep.
Big question: when can we go to Bali?
Well, you can actually go to Bali from the 1st of November, but you can come back into Australia. That would have to be without quarantine if you've double vaccinated into Sydney. But look, once you get into these higher rates of vaccination at 80%, which is where New South Wales is now, from the 1st of November, people are coming back into there without having to quarantine. But from the 1st of November, I announced a little while ago that Australians actually, if they're double vaccinated, can leave and return to Australia. And hopefully that will mean you'll be able to return to Melbourne soon as well. And that will be being considered by the state government. But, when we open, we've done this the Australian way. I mean, we've had different challenges in Australia. We've saved over 30,000 lives, and that's been incredibly important. And so that's been necessary to do, obviously. But now people are getting their lives back because they've been able to do what the national plan required, and that was getting vaccinated. So people are just working together to get this done. And so enjoy 11:59.
Oh, we will, Prime Minister. And I think that is true. We should be so proud of ourselves, and we've all been there for each other, and Melbourne, we really should celebrate. And what I've noticed, though, Prime Minister, is you've got Mark McGowan. See, we'd like to go back. People would like to go and see their family in Perth.
Sure.
But he's still saying yesterday, he said no, he's keeping the borders closed to Victorians and people in New South Wales till before Christmas. Can we work on him? Is that a movable timeline?
Well, the key thing is to lift their vaccination rates. I mean, they're at 57.62%. Queensland's at 58.72%. Now, in order to be able to do what Victoria is doing right now, they need to get to those levels that Victoria is at, and indeed what New South Wales is at. So my focus is making sure that I can lift those vaccination rates in Western Australia and Queensland. There are 8,000 Queenslanders who are trying to get home to Queensland, just like we saw Victorians coming home yesterday. And we want to see that happen. That means you've got to get home quarantine in there. But Victoria and New South Wales are sort of moving together, and we've got to go ahead safely. So, I mean, yes, enjoy 11:59, but remember, we're going to open safely and stay safely open. That's the key. And because no one wants to go back, and we're not going back where we've been, because we're going to keep going forward. And no one will appreciate that, I think, any more than people in Melbourne, as I said, had the hardest road. And I should say, those who are on Commonwealth disaster payments, they continue. You've got to have to start reapplying for those, though, as well. Now you get through 70%. But that support is still there. We've provided billions of support into Melbourne over the course of this lockdown. And in fact, the support we've given for businesses per capita has been higher in Victoria than it was even in New South Wales.
Two-part question, ScoMo. You just mentioned then we won't go back, we might not go back. So do you think there will never be another lockdown?
Well, I certainly hope not. And at 70% rates, the national plan does still envisage that in particular communities or things like that. Remember, there are parts of the community, particularly for Indigenous Australians and communities like that, where we still have to be very careful. Not all of the state is obviously in every single community in the state is at 70% or at 80%. So they'll still have to be careful in places like that. But the point is, once you hit 70 and particularly 80%, you've built up enough resilience and resistance in the community that you have options now that you didn't have before. And I mean, to get an idea of it, I mean, this has been a very hard lockdown in Victoria this time, as it was last year. But last year we saw, you know, we saw hundreds of people, over 600 people pass away, particularly elderly people in aged care facilities. Now, that didn't happen this time because of the vaccines. And that just shows the difference that it makes. And so we can go forward confidently now because Victorians have rolled up their sleeves. They've kept their part of the deal. And so it's, you know, incumbent on us as governments, together me and Dan, to ensure that we continue to then to reward that effort by ensuring people can reclaim what sadly they've had not had for some time.
Now, Mr. Prime Minister, I've just updated my new iPhone and it's come up in my calendar 2 weeks before Christmas, December the 11th, that you're going to be calling an election. Is that right?
No, it's not. People have been gutted about it this all year.
Phones know everything.
Yeah, the election's next year.
Are you sure it's not December the 11th? Your last show, give us an exclusive.
I have. There you go. Not this year, I can assure you.
Okay.
Now, Prime Minister, you're so busy and I can't imagine you have much downtime, but yesterday Bill Shorten referred to politics, or Australian politics, and compared it to the popular South Korean television show you may have heard of. 107 million people have watched Squid Games around the world.
I watched it in the last quarantine.
You did? You did watch it?
Yeah, well, it was my third quarantine. Well, this was my fourth, I think.
Did you like it? Is it like Australian politics?
No, thankfully, no, I don't think it is. But I must admit, it was a bit confronting. I won't be letting my daughters watch it, I can assure you of that. And I don't think anyone else should either. But it was certainly a bit novel. It broke the mundanity of having to go through quarantine. But, yeah.
Now, 11:59, we're out. There's a lot of pubs going to be open in Melbourne, which is great. Trading will be back. What would be your order, Scott, for the first pub meal?
Well, it'd have to be a VB in Victoria. What else could it be?
That's the meal.
And a palmy.
And a palmy, bang.
Palmy.
That's what everyone will be having, a palmy and a pot.
That's it. Well, that would be mine, but I think there's a few haircuts that have got to be had down there in Victoria. There's been a few home cuts that I think probably need some tidying up.
Yeah, we all need to be tidying up, that's for sure.
Stop staring at me, Faye. I'm going to haircut when I can get one.
That's what people did in Sydney. There was probably more people go to the hairdressers in some places than there were go to the barbers. But so anyway, that's just one of the many things. I tell you what it does, though. The things that we often take for granted. This has been a horrible time. It really has. It's just been awful. But I think on the other side of this, there'll be, you know, I think perhaps an appreciation of the things that really matter, which is always not a bad thing to be reminded of. And I think, you know, coming together at Christmas this year will be just a bit. It'll be sweeter. Mm. It'll mean, I think, a lot more to us this year. And that's a good thing. And to remind all of ourselves of the things that are most important, our families, our friends, the wonderful country in which we live. It's going to be a great summer. And I'm just looking forward to people just having this lifted off them and feeling positive and looking forward. And, you know, the retailers are going to be happy about that. Looking forward to the shops getting open down there in Vic. It's going to be a bumper Christmas trading. They've been doing, the small businesses have been doing it so tough. Yeah, and they need to get those staff. And so, you know, those staff have not been able to go to work. Let's get back to work. Let's get this place humming again. And Australia's going to bounce back and Vic's going to bounce back.
We are. Dang. We're so wrapped about this. The countdown's on till we're free. Prime Minister Scott Morrison, thank you for joining us.
Good
we'll speak to you again soon.
Enjoy. See you, mate. Cheers.